Well, then he masechta Yumadaf from Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara is starting a new sugi with Rav Chisda, Lagabi Kinim, Lagabi the Pirish of Kinim, which is somewhat similar to the Pirish of the Shnei Seirim, has a Shaychis. This whole sugi is also increases the Afkav Ches. Rav Chisda says that Halacha, Eina Kinim is Farshis El Oibel Akichas Bailam Oibel Asiyas Kai. When a person owes a carbon of Echel Oil of Echel Echatas, which is called a cane, so when he's mafresh money, and he says, this is for my cane, so the money is called stumen. In the money, there's kedushas chatas and kedushas oila, it's like mixed together, but it's not defined where's the oila, where's the chatas. It's just an undefined money, they have both chatas and oila there. And Zakhtev Chisda, you have no kayach to define it. There's two ways that it becomes defined. Either when you buy it, meaning when you buy the shnei tayim or shnei b'nei, then you could buy it lehedya, that one of them should be the chatas and the other one the ayla, and then it'll be a cane mefereshes, then it'll be clear which one's the chatas, which one's the ayla. But if you didn't, so then there's no way you can make it so like that these two birds are now, right, it's an interesting zach. These two birds are now stumim, right? What are they? Which one's the chatas, which one's the ayla? No, no. There's an echel l'chatas here in the birds. One's a chatas, one's an ayla. Right? We don't know which one's which. And we can't know, we can't define it until the Kain does the Asiyah. That's what Rav Chisda said. Later the Gemara asked a kasha from the Shnei Siriyah Mekipurim, which the Gemara made a Kal V'chaymer. Umam v'makayim sheloi kiddush ha-gayol. Kiddush Hashem, here, when it's kiddush ha-gayol, ain't a din she kiddush Hashem. It's a rayon that you have a kiddush Hashem, even when you, when it's not just the kikha, not just the siyah. So Rav says, no. But the Raisa means is Mamba Mamba Shakirish the girl, I feel the Bashasa Kikha, I feel the Bashasa Siyah. Kirish Hashem al Kapanim, Bashasa Kikha, Bashasa Siyah. So the Makim, Shalay Kirish the girl, ain't a din. Makim Shakirish the girl, ain't a din. Shakanish Hashem al Kapanim, Bashasa Kikha, Bashasa Siyah. Kamashma on the Pasik, then no. You can't be Makadish Hashem, even Bashasa Kikha, Bashasa Siyah. That's the Gemara. So the Taisa Shanim wants to know, how does the Gemara know, when the Gemara asks the Kasha from Rasul Katas, how do we know we're talking about kinim? Maybe we're talking about kabbanis of behema. Maybe Rav Chisda is telling you a chiddush in kinim of eifus. The kabbanis of eifus is a din that there's no din to be mefarish them. Only b'shas l'kicho b'shas l'siyah. Mashenge kabbanis of behemas. Maybe you could be mefarish them. So first he says, as I fact the taizushan. So first he says that you really don't have an eifim by behemas where you have one chiv. And you mafresh two karbanas for the chiyiv, and it's two separate karbanas for one chiyiv, so you wouldn't have a case of mispareshes. But that's what he first says. But he says, why not? Let's say you have a nazir. A nazir has three karbanas, a chatas, a ayla, and a shlamim. If you mafresh two behemas, so why can it be that now it's mispareshes, the kviya shem works? And not by kinim. And by behemas, garel doesn't work, and kviya shem works. Where he says another case, let's say somebody is chayav v'chatas, and he makes a neder for an oila, so now he's chayav two karbanas, a chatas and oila. And he goes to two animals, and he says, these animals will be for my chiyuv, for my chiyuvim. He doesn't say which one. So now we have a kedusha stuma, and then afterwards he says, oh, this is the chatas, this is the oila. So why do you say in that case it works? So it would be a kashan of chisav. Chisav is talking about kinim, and the bryce is talking about behemoth. So he says, the teretz is that the Gemara always understood that behemoth and kinim have the same din. You learn out behemoth from kinim, even though the psukim he brought was by Eifis, but you learn out behemoth also that way. And as I stated also in the Taisa Rasha, the Ridva, they all say over from this Taisus that the Kashas wanted the Gemara Zetzanayim by behemoth. The teretz is because behemoth has the same din as Eifis been negating this. Now it's not so pashit. Taisus and Nazir has a discussion about it, Daf Chav Zayin. There is a very complicated Gemara, very hard to explain Gemara there. So he brings a Pirish Haram, Taisus brings a Pirish Haram, one of the Bali Taisus, and according to his Pirish, that by a Nazir, when you have Mayis Stumin, you're not able to be Mefarish, which one is the Ayla, which one's the Chatas, which is the Shlomen. Right? You have a Nazir. A Nazir is Chayef three Karbanas, Ayla, Chatas, and Shlomen. He's finished his Naziris. So let's say he goes and he says, this money, I'm being makdish for my nazirus. So according to the Ram, he won't then be able to say, okay, this money, right, he's makdish, chayis 20 dinar for his naziris. He won't be able to say, these 5 dinar are the chatas, these 10 dinar are the oila, these dinar are the shlamim. He won't be able to say that, because that's a dinar of chista that you need either lekichas v'aylam wasi is kain. So there, Taisus and Nazir asked the following kasha. They asked on the Ram, the kasha, the hada kamer af chista ena kinim is barish is mash medavka kinim. Midloi kam ena karbonis is mash medavka oifis. V'oi, nafdilin din zolay mi'af shagamayis mekinim, mikol ma'gayim v'chuli. But Vice is there, Taisus, at least the pashtus he held was, is af chista specifically by birds and not by other karbonis. The emesis is a Taisus zvachim daf samag zayin, which is also mefurish as dafka by oifis. And the Miri says it here. The Meiri says here that you should know Efchis is in his Nazgum, but Efchis is not by Behemoth. What about the Rishaynim's Raya from the Brisa? This is the Rishaynim's Kasha, the Teis Rishaynim, Teis Rosh Udva. I realize in Kasha that what's the Gemara's Kasha from the Brisa on Efchis, the Brisa can be talking about Behemoth. So he says, when the Brisa says, Ba'ba Mokam Shloi Kiddush HaGoy or Kiddush Hashem, it's not talking about only Behemoth, it's talking about Efchis also. That's what he says. That's what the Gemara understood. He can't say it's the name Dafka by Behemoth. Anytime it's a Kiddush HaGoyel, the Braisa says Kiddush HaShem. That's why the Gemara says the Kiddush HaShem, Akabana by Eifus, is just Malakicha and Siyah. But by Behemoth, there's no such din of Evchista, and then you can have the Kiddush HaShem even without the Lakicha and the Asiyah. That's what the Meiri holds. So it's a Machlaikis Rishaynim. But Taiz Rishaynim, Taiz Rashi, and the Ridva, all hold it by Behemoth is the same din, and that's the Ram in the Taisis in Nazad Afkav Zayin. But Taiz and Nazad Afkav Zayin, at least he's Mesubik. And Taisa Zachem Nafsa Vesayin is Befurish, and the Me'imi hold that no, it's Nafka by Eifus, not by Behema. Now the Mechaz Avraham points out that really we see another very Bechidish in the Taisa Shanim and the Taisa Rosh and the Ridva. You see, we have the din of Kedushas Stuma by Eifus, that's what we have this din, Asiyas Kain, right? Notice you have Eifus, they have two birds, one's an Eila, one's a Chadas, and we don't know which one. Not only we don't know which one, it's not defined yet. Whichever the Kayan does is Ayla, then it becomes Ayla, then it becomes a Chattas. Right now it's called the Kedushas Stuma. Interesting musik. Yeah, you have two birds, and neither, it's not Pshat, one's an Ayla, one's a Chattas, we don't know which one it is. Right now they're not. They're a Kedusha of a Kayan, a Kedusha of an Ayla of a Chattas. And the Kayan makes this for Ayla, and then it becomes a spirish that this is the Ayla, this is the Chattas. Now, Nazis Mavu, you have that thing by money. A Nazir's mafrish mois for his money, you have the thing, it's stuma. And also, a Nazir brings that din, l'mashal, which the Rishayim bring, that let's say somebody is chayev echatas, and he's nader ba'ila, and he's mafrish mois, and a reza l'chayvasi, so you could use it for chatas, you could use it for ila, you could use it for both. That's the Gemara. In other words, by mois, there's this musig that the kedush is a kedush is stuma. But lulei the Rishaynim, I might think to say, Tainu de Milchas Avraham, that you don't have that musig by behemoths that are a carbon. Because the Eifes, the Pshat is this one big carbon. He doesn't bring this. But I'm reminded of the famous verse from the Brisk Rav, the Grizz, and Chalush Yomar and Rizal Evel Aramam, it's in Maisek Abundance, Perigadalach of Beis, that he says, a carbon Eif is two birds. That's what a carbon Eif is. The Gemara brings like a chiddish that you can make a carbon Eif with one bird. But a carbon knife, the etzim, is two birds. That's what it is. So there, that's taking the pasuk. There's such a thing called the kedushas stuma on the two birds. This is your carbon. This is the echad l'chatas v'echad l'ayla. Which one is which is not defined yet. It will be defined by a siyas kain. Mehecha tesis by behemoth is such a thing. Never mind if you could be mefarish them or not. Never mind if you're going to have this din of Rav Chista that has to remain sus until the siyas kain. Or the Lakichas Bailam, or you could be Mefarish them. Who says you can have a Kedushas Tumah? Who says it's such a musig, we don't find in Shas, that you can have a behema, two behemoths that are karbonis, and one is a carbon, one's a chatas, one's an ayla, and it's not defined which, and Asiyas Kain will define it, or will the Kvi Hashem define it, that's what they're discussing. Maybe that doesn't exist, Bechlal. I mean, the Rishayim say Mefarish it does, but Lule, just bring out the Chiddush. Luling the Rishaynim, it will be hard to say. And even if yeah, you can hear a svara that only works, let's say, by Karbanis Nazir or Mitzerim. Well, there it's one chiyuv. The Nazir has to bring three Karbanis. The Mitzerim has to bring three Karbanis. So there you could say, maybe there's such a musig that you have, these are the chiyuvay Nazir, And then I have to find which one's which until the Kayin goes and does an Asiyah, or until you do a Kviya Shem, if that would work. But let's say Stam, a guy is Chayiv Echadus because he ate Chaylev, he's Chayiv Eilev because he made a Neder, and he's Mafish two Karbanis, and he's not defining them. I'm not saying, I'm telling you which one's Eilev, which one's Echadus. Later, I'll make a Kviya Shem, or if this is didn't apply, the Asiyah's Kayin will make that definition. That's the Chiddush. I mean, the Gemara already says the Chiddush by Kinim, by two birds, even when it's a carbon, and by mice. The Gemara says the Chiddush by behemoth, by mice. By mice is a din kedusha stuma by mice. You can make mice for nazirus, or mice for money, for chadus and a'ilah. But that the behemoth should be that way, as the Michas Ram points out, he's right, it's a Chiddush. He also asks another Gemara, Geshayla, because, I mean, Tais Hashanim says like this. Tais Hashanim says, we can have a case, we have three korbanos, we have a nazir, he's chayv three korbanos, he's mafresh two behemoths. Why do you say two behemoths? Why not three? Hagabi nazir miskachas, lesh chayv chatas oyle ushlam, mevifish shtei behemoths. Why two? So Pashas, the reason is, because the oyle and shlam are maschar, and the chatas is in the keva. So, how are you going to have it sasam? You're going to be able to see which one's a zachar, which one's in the keva, right? So how is it going to be sasam? Elamai. You can't have it with the oil and the shlomim and the chatas, because the oil and the shlomim are zachar and the chatas in the keva. But the problem is, so how do you have with the oil and the shlomim? The shlomim is an ayil, which is a keves, which is a sheep that's already in its second year, and the oil is dafka keves ben shnasei. So all three karbanas have to be different. It's a keves la'ila, it's a kavs la'chatas, and it's an ayil la'shlomim. So how are you going to manage to have a Kedusha Stuma? Unless you're going to say that he didn't talk about the Behema, he didn't talk about the Chatasini, because that's in the Keva, and as far as the Oil and the Shlom are concerned, maybe he has two Kvasim, and one of them, you're going to wait till it becomes an Oil, and the other one, you're going to make sure to bring it while it's still a Kevis. That's a big Deichik. Now also what Shver is, the Oil and the Chatas case. The Chaya, an Oil has to be Zachar, Chatas has to be in the Keva, it's a Plia. How are you going to manage to have two behemoths, and you don't know which is the oil, which is the chattis. The oil is the zacher, and the chattis is the nekeva. Unless you say it's talking specifically about a seir nasi, that's the one case where a yachid who's chayim a chattis brings the zacher is a seir nasi. A melech has to bring a seir, which is a zacher. But that's what's a shtigal dachuk. Now, the Karenari already asked this kasha. Nazir and Afdav Zayin, the Karenari asked the kasha on the Teis Hashanami, it's a pella. Yes, the Mechaz Rav says maybe the case is like this. When you mafresh the chadis in the Eilam, if let's say you mafresh two nekevas, so you say these two nekevas should be for my chiyuvim, chadis and Eilam. Now the din is if you mafresh a nekeva for an Eilam, there's a dinim to it. It's Yirachi Yisdaev, and then you get another one, there's dinim. So which one is the chadis that you bring in itself, and which one is the Eilam, and the din is a mafresh nekeva, Eilam is Yirachi Yisdaev, that will be nisparish ayideh siyas kayin, that the kayin will bring the one of them, and that will be the chatas, and the other one will be the ayla, ukadayma. They have to say such a case, perhaps by the nazir also, the case is that he, one of them is the wrong carbon. It's just not nisparish which one is the wrong carbon. Al-kabanim, that's a bissel shver. So just, the chazir over, we have a machlaikis rishayinim, if ena kinim nisparishim is dafka by ifis, and even, or even by behemis. The Teis Hashanim, Teis Rashi, Dvar here says even by behemoths, Teis in the Miri says not, and Teis in Nazir names on Pashas names on the way, and Teis in Zvachim. And Stam, we discuss, we have two cases by behemoths. The mois by behemoths, that's in the first year Gemara Nazir, would exist in Yin of Kedusha Skuma by mois when it comes to behemoths. Shals, what's the din? Is the din that you need Lekichas Bailam to be mafreshit, or did it be mafreshit that they can be ashamed? That's the machalikas v'shenim. But that the behemoth should be considered sasam, it's hard to find a good case for it, because the chayah, usually every animal is a little different. The case that the Teis Hashanim gave about nazir, the chayah is a misal shver. You could have a case where a guy's chayah and asham and an oila, and they're both scharim, the chayah. You could have cases, but the cases that he gave are l'chayah v'sal shver, like we asked. But it's also a chiddush at the Indian of Kedusha Stuma by behemoth as well. I mean, that's mefurish in the Rishayim, but that's the chayah chiddush. Now, the Mechaz Rav also talks about another interesting thing, that what does it mean, ena kinin nisparshim, How does it work, Masiyas Kayin? So normally you learn that when the Kayin, there's different avedas for a Chadda Saif and Ayla Saif. A Ayla Saif is done Lamala, and the Malika is done with both Simanim, and the Avedas Adam is done with Mitzui. Now saying in the Chadda Saif is done Lamata, and the Malika is only done with one Simon, V'lo Yavdol, it says, you can't do Avdol, you can't do both Simanim, and the Avedas Adam is done with Hazar. So the chayyim, whatever the kayin, whichever bird the kayin does, the ma'isa ayla saif is the ayla, and every bird the kayin does, the ma'isa chata saif, is the chatas. But the mechaz rom tain is the chayyim shver, because bishleima ayla saif has to be lamala. If you're not melik daif lamala, if you're melik daif lamata, it's possible. So ayla saif, when you do melika lamata, you're doing something which doesn't work for ayla saif, that shows clearly that it's a chatas. But a chatas is kasha lamala. A chatas you could do b'chomak and mizbech. So even if you're malak at lamala, how will that show you that it's a chatas? Now there really are the chalukim like we said. The chatas you do malika v'simen echad, and you do azah, and I will say if you do mitzay. But the mechaz ram tainis, not sure it's muchik that he's right, but he tainis, that it would have to l'chayre be a chatas and a ayla from the beginning of the malika. It can't turn into a chatas and ayla after you did the malika, or even after you started the malika. Already from the beginning of the avayda, there already has to already be a chatas and ayla. And how would that be in the sparish? And even more, according to what we said, the Teis Hashanim, Teis Rosh Hashanah, that says by Behemoth also, this is din of Rav Chisda. And even by the Behemoth actually, they're not going to be in the sparish until you have a Siyas Kain. So how are you going to know? I mean, they both have the same shechita, they have a shechita b'tzaf, and how will you be able to know which is which? How is that a pirish? So he says, Meridik, I think he's right. He says, the Bein Hanana says, Mefurish, that he says, Asiyah means, Imlacham stam, Akayim b'shasa siyas, and kolaymar, b'shah shiroitzel akrivam, yoymar, zel achatuz, zel oila. So Bein Gershom Makrisa says the same thing. When the kayin is makiv them, he calls them a shame. So you see, Amari de Gazach, it's not that the Asiya is the Pirish. The Kayin B'Shas Asiya has a Kayach to be Mefarish. He says the Chayim Maduik in the Gemara that way. The Gemara says, Kriya Shem works B'Shas L'Kichu B'Shas Asiya. But it's not the Asiya that does it. It's the Kriya Shem that does it. The Gemara discusses two things, Kriya Shem and Garol. Asiya doesn't do it. And like he's saying, L'Chay Asiya can't do it. No, L'Chay Richtig. Now the Gemara goes through a shakel v'tarya about the matame mikdash ani v'hivrish ma'is l'kinai, and you see from that Mishnah that it could be mefarish it because it says after he became rich he's mefarish is el lechatasiv el leilasei. So in this amud the Gemara's answer was that anyway you can't say it was after he became rich because once he's rich he's not yetsu with the oil. Matame mikdash asher shehevi karban ani is not yetsu, so he wouldn't be yetsu with a with the Ayla, so male there is no Ayla. So Elamai, the Achkach is a mistake. You have to say he said it earlier. So who then you could say that he said it B'Shas HaFrosha, that B'Shas HaFrosha he already decided which is the Chatas, which is the money of the Chatas, which is the money of the Ayla. So Sasemis asks, why does it work B'Shas HaFrosha? Rav Chisda said, and he brought from the Psukim, you need either Lakicha or Asiya. What's a HaFrosha? Why would it work B'Shas HaFrosha? As I affect this Sasemis. But I don't hear the Kasha. To me, I think it's like this. When you have a Kedusha Stuma, how has it become Nisparish? There's only two ways. A Kedusha Stuma on the money could be Nisparish when you make the money into birds. Then you can make this bird Chatas, this bird Ayla. A Kedusha Stuma on the birds can't be Nisparish until the Asiya is Kayin. But if you never started off with the Kedusha Stuma, Mehecha Tesa has to start with the Kedusha Stuma. I might as well have the Kasha so stack. I saw a few Achrayim also seem to think that the Svara is that Chisda said Lakicha and Asiya, where do you get Afrosha? The Torah says, I got Afrosha because you can't be misparish them only with Lakicha and Asiya. When it's Afrosha, you b'chol they need a pirish. Metchila, I made this Chatas, I made this Ayla. That's what I would have named them for Dava Pashit. And the Kasha, the Son, and the Gemara is not even saying a Chiddush b'chol. State the Chiddush in the Gemara Afrosha works, of course it works. It never was Stuma. And when it's Stuma, you can't be a Mefarish it. If it never was Stuma in the first place, it's a Mecha Tesa. But the Rambam, in Ilchus Psalm Mekdash and Perikei Allah Yad Aleph says, Kol Chai V'kinim Shevetar Shev Yishmai Sekeneim, Afilu Ome Eilu Demei Chatasiv Eilu Demei Elasa, even if he said, this is Nechad Zalat, Yeshul Arav Hamayis, he can mix them up. Velikim Ben Ka'efer Chatasu Velasi, he can take the Chatas Arav from whatever he wants. Shein Akinim Mispareshim Elav Kichas Balma Messias Kayim. So the Rambam is Kor Mashma that even when he goes and he's Marfish the Mayis originally and he says Elav Mechatasu Elav Demelasi, it's not Chal, it becomes Mayis Stumim. As I is Mashma. Now the Chayim Masakash, the Ashligi says not the way. Our sugi says, "Hachanam Shmuel Mishasa Frasha," and there's a machlekes achrayim shan in Rambam. The siach Yitzchak here, and the Aruch Lener increases. We have the exact same Gemara increases after Ches. The Aruch Lener increases because here the Lakutei Halachas there increases, and within the Ragat Shav and the Selfless Maneach, it's at the beginning of Paraches and those of the Zeris. They all teach the Rambam that Ataka doesn't work even Mishasa Frasha. They say there's no way to make a hafrashis mayis v'chatas and oila. Anytime you're mafrish mayis, even if you say le'ed yitzchatas and oila, it's chalon and adim mayis stumen. To me, that's a big chiddush, but that's what they say. But the problem is, what do you do with that sugya? It says mefurish karam v'shas hafrasha. So the siach is successful. Lamaskana the gemara was chayzer, and the Har Maria also says that teretz that lamaskana the gemara was chayzer, and so does the Ragachav and the Chavetz Chaim. L'kutei lachas, he thinks it's a big daichik, and the Aruch Lener has another pshat in the gemara that the gemara never meant that the hafrasha would work. But the Chavetz Chaim says, L'kutei Halachas, that the Rambam had a different girsa. And the emes is, we have a Rabbeinu Gerishim on Krisis, and there it's klar. He says klar, first of all, this Kiddush, I think is a big Kiddush, that even Mishas HaFrasha doesn't work. And he klar says in the Gemara, the girsa that the Rambam wanted, that the Chavetz Chaim says the Rambam had, that it said Lokach. It's klar Mishas Lekicha, not Mishas HaFrasha. But that's the Epshad in the Rambam. L'maisa, Remei Simcha, in the Chiddush Yemei Nisimcha HaKayin, Bavakamad Afnan Aleph, and also the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, they say no, that the Rambam, they teach the Rambam differently. They teach the Rambam, he didn't mean that when he was mafreshit at the time in Afrash, he said, Eild Mechles Yodimasi. He was mafreshit Stam, and later he was mafarish. The Karenayir and Ozad Afchavav and Vedeis, and the Hara Maria on the Rambam is mesupig in the Das of the Rambam. Just one thing I think, Chvesnisht, that even if you want to learn the Rambam, like the Gdolei Achreinim are learning, that the Afrasha doesn't work, and Miyasha with the Gemara, there's different Shad, a different Girsa, what if he owns birds? He happens to own two Tayrim of Chulin, two Bnei Yain of Chulin, and he goes and says, okay, I have two Tayrim, here's my Chattis, here's my Ola. I think that Zicha works. Why should that be different than Lakicha? Mustafa, that Zicha works. I mean, I'm a Sufik. If you hold that Afrashi, you can't go and say, this Mayis is Chattis, this Mayis is Ayla, because of Chis's Din, you need Lekicha Asiya. So what about the birds? By the birds, do you say, no, that's Mamish like Lekicha? Well, maybe they're also, it's not Lekicha, it's not Asiya. When you say, this bird is a Chattis, this bird is Ayla, it doesn't work. And now the Kayin can make the other one a Chattis, and this one an Ayla. Maybe, believe me, I believe that even if you can learn in the Rambam that by the Mayis, you're not able to be mefarish it even b'shas hafrasha, but I would imagine the birds themselves, it could be mefarish it b'shas hafrasha. Ken yolani is dainty.